The Supreme Court hears arguments today in a case testing whether municipalities may require anyone going door to door to sell a product or a cause to register and get a permit first. Today's case was brought by the Jehovah's Witnesses. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The case being argued this morning comes to the justices from the village of Stratton, Ohio.
You can spit across that, Stratton. 70 houses, less than 300 inhabitants, some of which are children, and about 70% of which are retired senior citizens.
Village solicitor Frank Brzee says that because of the predominance of elderly citizens in Stratton and a few visits by door-to-door salesmen selling siding in one case and meat in another, the village government became concerned about scam artists coming into town and victimizing citizens. And so, at the mayor's urging, the town council adopted an ordinance requiring anyone going door-to-door to register at the town hall first, giving the individual's name, address, and reason for going door-to-door, plus other identifying information. Once the registration was completed, a permit was to be granted automatically. Mr. Brzee says that in presenting this ordinance that he wrote to the village council, he stressed that it had to treat everyone the same way.
Under this ordinance, there is no distinction at all between the Girl Scouts, the Nazi Party, and I may have given some other examples. Ku Klux Klan, I think, was one of them. Everybody's the same. We don't care if, in your own opinion, they're here to spread good concepts or bad concepts. All they got to do is complete the application, the information, and boom, automatically they get a permit.
But as it happens, Mr. Brzee wrote the ordinance and the council passed it at the mayor's urging and shortly after the mayor had a confrontation with several Jehovah's Witnesses missionaries. Paul Polidoro, a lawyer for the Jehovah's Witnesses, picks up the story.
A group of three women were leaving Stratton, having returned to the village to speak with individuals who had previously expressed an interest in hearing their Bible-based message. The mayor physically confronted them and said, "Don't you understand? People move to Stratton because they know they don't have to be bothered by Jehovah's Witnesses. If you were men, I would have had you arrested."
After this incident and the passage of the registration ordinance, the Jehovah's Witnesses did not change their ways. Its members did not register. Again, Mr. Polidoro.
Jehovah's Witnesses have a longstanding history of not seeking a permit, not seeking permission from a governmental entity to do that which we feel that God has commanded us to do.
Instead, the witnesses went to court to challenge the ordinance as a violation of their First Amendment right to free speech. They lost in two lower courts, which ruled that the ordinance was neutral, that it applied to everyone equally, and that it did not prevent the dissemination of ideas by simply requiring the witnesses to provide information as to their identity. The witnesses then appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. Mr. Polidoro explains why.
Kind of turns the First Amendment on its head, doesn't it? Stratton is saying it is now a criminal act to go talk to your neighbor about any subject unless you receive our permission. And by the way, we're going to allow a police officer to go up to you to make sure you've got permission to go from door to door to talk to your neighbor about sports or the weather or religion or politics. We don't believe that such a scheme is compatible with the First Amendment.
There is no constitutional right to step onto somebody's private property anonymously. There is no such right.
Village solicitor Frank Brzee says there's no censorship in the permit system. All there is a requirement to register and identify yourself. And that requirement, he says, is aimed at protecting the privacy and safety of the village's homeowners.
My ordinance does not regulate people's lips or the words that they say. My ordinance regulates feet. And it regulates your feet when your feet step across that line onto private property. We only regulate those who are uninvited. And all we ask of him is that he fill out a registration form that doesn't cost him a nickel and then go about his business.
The Jehovah's Witnesses counter that they're not contesting a village provision allowing no solicitation signs to protect homeowners who do not want to talk to anyone. But a registration system like Stratton's, say the witnesses, is similar to other provisions struck down by the Supreme Court in the last 7 years, provisions that required political pamphleteers to identify themselves and the group sponsoring them. The Constitution, they contend, guarantees the right to communicate anonymously. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.